This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We had two amazing scholars that we sponsored to go to D.C. July 11th through the 16th. They were up there with the folks from Hillsdale College, an amazing college, conservative, Christian conservative college that focuses on classical learning. I mentioned, speaking of classical learning, we were going to be doing this film. Our next project was working with this guy who robbed banks in order to finance his love of Shakespeare and to teach Shakespeare in the black community. We couldn't come to terms with him. I suspect they'll come back. But I want to segue that into classical teaching. The guy's contention, his name is Craig, the bank robber. His contention was, Kevin, Shakespeare is the black community. I don't know enough about Shakespeare to say grace over it, so I took his word for it. But I went out and I looked up Shakespeare's plays. There's quite a few of them. And I know some. Taming of the Shrew, Much Ado About Nothing, etc. And I looked at the plot lines, and I think you could apply those plot lines to any community. But what I liked about what he did was he was applying the plot line in a way that would make black kids want to learn it and open their minds up. The same way white kids open their minds up to Ebonics and speak the language of blacks. You know, we should learn the language of Shakespeare if you can find the interest in it. This isn't going to be for everybody. It wasn't for me, and I was a kid who liked to learn. I did my best to try to understand it, but I didn't. I probably would have had a different take on it today with the internet and being able to get Cliff Notes and, you know, go to different resources to learn more about it. I would have probably done differently with it. But the point I'm making is when you get these kids out of environments, these two kids are raised by single parents, Ariel and Christian. Christian's a young Hispanic kid. Ariel is a young black girl. And for the record, 70% of the kids that were at Hillsdale in D.C., at-risk white kids. So this program isn't just for minorities. But here's what I loved about putting the program together, and I want to thank Jenny Simpson for putting together the group of women, the women's group, who sponsored our first two kids, not the first two, but the two that we sent to D.C., who, by the way, said they had a phenomenal time. They will consider Hillsdale. Hillsdale wants to make a difference in the inner city, bring kids to this little remote area that gets them completely away from their lives so they can see life through different eyes. Through a different prism. And I'm so happy that we put this program together. I had a lady, we sent out a fundraiser for it, and one of my friends said, Kevin, we're going to send you $1,250 to sponsor a kid for our family. And I went, that's phenomenal. It all goes to the kid. There's a little bit of overhead, but it goes to the kid. The program, if you buy directly from Beasley, is $1,500. They discounted it for us. So these kids get, they learn so much. They get exposed to so much. And here's the beauty of it. We limit the amount of money that goes into the college system because these kids get scholarships or they get drastically reduced college. And guess what? Here's the real beauty of it. We tell them, some of them, you don't need to go to college. When you test great to be a mechanic or a woodworker, a carpenter or a plumber or whatever. Let's send you to trade school and we'll even help you get a discount with that. That's how beautiful it is what we do. And let me tell you, I love that we are impacting people directly. I can give you the names of these kids. It's the same way when we would get kids adopted. We know the kids. These aren't kids that we're like, well, let's just go find some, you know, some kids, you know, go in there, you know, you, and you. We go, we learn who they are. We make sure they can fit the program, that they fit the profile, that they want to get out. We make sure the family is going to be there to help. That mom is going to help. And we're putting together a whole other system. Look, we got some things going that'll blow your mind. People that have come to me to say, Kevin, One guy, I'm just going to tell you what he told me. He says, Kevin, I got a legacy. I'm 80-something years old. I don't have long. I trust you. I want to leave a legacy of in academics, in education. I want you to be the guy to do it for me because I trust you. I'm going to have a meeting with some of my friends who are multi-billionaires, and I'm going to get millions of dollars put behind you in this project. It's going to take 15 to 30 years. Hope you last. He goes, I won't, but you're my guy. That's the level of trust people put in us. So I'm Ariel and Christian, thank you guys for going to D.C. and the report you came back that said it was phenomenal. Thank you, Jenny Simpson, for putting together this women's group, one of many who will be supporting these children that we find. You don't have to even get off your butts. We'll find them. We'll put them in these programs. We will start cutting off the circulation of the beast that is college education and start getting these kids away from indoctrination and into true education, away from these stupid degrees in social justice nonsense and in real degrees where they learn to find the best inside of them. Isn't that our responsibility to help kids find the genius that's inside of them? That's what I want to do. So again, thanks all involved. And by the way, thank you, Lawrence Johnson, for being the program manager and actually getting out and doing the work. What we've done in this program is more than most groups do have done in 10 years after getting millions of dollars. They still aren't helping people at the grassroots level, at the level, what we call the high touch level, where it means something. Go to these groups and say, tell me who you've helped. They do these blanket things. Well, we suspect we've helped this many kids or whatever. If you can't name them by name and show people who they are and then bring them into your organization. When we would get kids adopted, we brought the kids into our fundraiser and said, meet Ariel, meet Muriel, meet, Susan, meet Johnny, meet whomever. Meet the kids that you're impacting their lives. And the more people they see, the better it is for them. The more kids that they see are impacted, the better it is for them. And it's the same way with education. The more these inner city kids get to see life it through a whole different set of eyes in multiple different ways, the better it's going to be for this nation. That's what we do. So every nickel you give, every volunteer thing you do to help us goes to that effort. Folks, we got a lot to talk about. I meant to talk about the Wu flu because three Canadian doctors died in the same week in the same hospital after getting boosters. I don't think that's a shocker to you. Also, I want to talk about Fauci the fraud and his wife. There's a lot more than meets the eye. Keep it here.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I tell you what, if you try to track down this story, it's pretty tough to find, but I did find it in Steve Kirsch, K-I-R-S-C-H, .substack.com. These three different doctors who died at the same hospital. And here's what he wrote. I should say what he posted. He says, we are past the point of being able to shrug our shoulders and say, that is strange to ourselves and walk on. Then he said, here's what it says. Please share. Three physicians at Mississauga Hospital have died this week. First memo Monday, second Tuesday, third Thursday. Cause of death wasn't shared in the memo, but how many times have three doctors died in 1 week? Days after the hospital started administering the fourth shot to staff. This is in addition to the physician who worked at North York General who died this week while out running. How many more coincidences will people accept? These shots need to be pulled. And here's what it says. I'm looking at it right now. July 21st, 2022. It's a memo notice about Dr. Jacob Sawicki. And here's what they wrote. It is with great sadness that we share the news of Dr. Jacob Sawicki passing. He completed his training at the Credit Valley Family Medical Teaching Unit in 2013, has been a member of the surgical assisting team at Trillian Health Partners since 2014. I'm looking at a picture of this guy. He looks like he's 30. Now, he's been in practice for 8 years, 9 years, give or take. So let's say he got out of college at 22, 24. Let's make it worse. 25, 26. It means he's roughly 35 years old. He looks that. I mean, he really doesn't. He probably looks like he's in his late 20s. But he died. Then they issued another one. This one is a subject, Dr. Lorne Siegel. Again, this dude looks like mid-30s to late-30s max. And I'm being very judicious. He probably is in his early 30s. Says, it is with heartfelt sorrow. This is July 18th, 2022. That we share the news of Dr. Lorne Siegel's passing Sunday, July 17, 2022. He joined Trillium Health Partners in 2007 as an otolaryngologist. I guess it's larynx. Otolaryngologist at Credit Valley Hospital, served as a division head of otolaryngology from 2016 to 2017. So figure 2007, 2022, 15 years out of practice since 25, roughly 40. So survived by his wife and three children. So he's roughly 40 years old. Next memo. Dr. Stephen McKenzie was issued on July the 19th of 2022. This is with heavy heart we share the news of Dr. Stephen McKenzie's passing on Monday, July 18, 2022. Dr. McKenzie joined Trillium Health Partners. Trillium Health Partners is starting to sound like the firm, you know what I mean, or Hotel California. He joined Trillium Health Partners in 1983 as a neurologist at the Mississauga Hospital, one of the department's founding members, source of stability. So anyway, that's what he did. He started in 1983. So let's go 2022. So roughly 39 years, 20 or so. And he looks like he's 50-ish, maybe 60, you know, I mean, the late 50s. Certainly not much beyond that. In other words, none of these guys passed an age where they should be dying from this death poke. And yet they do. Three people, July 17th, 18th, and 20th. All three died in a three-day period, days after they got their fourth shot. All relatively young doctors, all three, Trillium Health in Mississauga, Ontario, Canada. No mention of the vaccine as a cause of death. What do you think? Look, you've heard of this SIDS, sudden infant death. Now they have SADS, sudden adult death syndrome. And we talked about it weeks ago. They make it, there's suddenly people dying and they're adults, but they're dying not in an age category that they should. Is there something going around that we should be concerned about? What else? Is it monkeypox? No. It's that stupid booster. It's that shot in that booster. And if we had media that was doing its job, there would be nobody talking about COVID vaccines. I told you, they need to take this crap. Every time you put on your computer, you got a warning or something. You put your phone up. Here's the COVID update. I don't need a COVID update. You want to give me where to avoid getting shot, I'll take that, or a speed trap. But I don't need a COVID update. Let me put it this way. If Joe Biden can survive it, anybody can survive it. They talk about comorbidity. This dude's got cancer. He's got a dysfunctional brain. He's got dementia. And what else has he got? Every time you listen to him now, he's coughing or doing something. The dude is, he's out. Like I told you, I've already made the prediction. I'll say it again just so in case I know there's always new listeners. But Joe Biden won't survive his presidency, and I'm telling you right now, get used to Kamala Harris being president, at least for a little bit of time. That's going to be a huge mistake by the Democrats, but I won't go into detail. I'm not going to worry about that right now. Talk about it another time. But I want to move on because I mentioned Fauci's wife. I mentioned Fauci, right? by the way, flip-flopped again. Now he's got an open mind to claims that the virus could have come from a Chinese lab. Shocker. Flip-flopper. So now Fauci, well, it might have. Here's what he said. They call him the COVID czar, right? The COVID czar. He's insisted that it was transmitted from an animal to the first human patient 4 months. He would not let anybody talk smack about China, this thing originating from the Wuhan lab. He talked about bats and all this. And then he got accused of chain of function, trying to make it weaponized. And he denied it. And, of course, that turned out to be a lie. So what else turned out to be a lie? Is it a shocker to any of us that now Fauci has an open mind to the virus could have come from a Chinese lab? Or is anybody even talking about suing China anymore? Remember, like I said, all you got to do for this disease is follow the timeline of when it was called the Wuhan virus, the China virus, the Chinese virus, and then suddenly they shifted gears, they called it Corona. Then when the beer makers out of Mexico got upset, they gave it a name, COVID. And suddenly, we were off and running. You were xenophobic if you referred to it as anything else. You couldn't say it originated in China, call it the China virus like you did the Hunter virus or the Ebola virus or any other virus that is made for regional, you know, to discuss it from a regional perspective. Where did it come from? They talked about the Italian strains, the various strains, but you couldn't say China. And I think we all know why. When we return, we're going to talk about Fauci's wife and what role she plays.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is moving toward the passage of a big computer chip bill with final approval expected this week. The measure cleared a final procedural hurdle in the Senate on a vote of 64 to 32. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says the bill will create good jobs and prepare the country for the future.
We reawaken the spirit of discovery, innovation, invention, and optimism that made America the envy of the world.
The bill will be sent to the House after expected passage by the Senate. Consumer confidence is falling due to worries about high inflation. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index fell more than 2.5 points in July for the third straight monthly decline. The board noting rising food and gas prices continue to weigh on consumers. USA Radio News. The former vice president makes a trip back to our nation's capital.
Vice President Mike Pence speaking at the Young Americans Foundation in Washington, D.C. Tuesday morning.
To restoring the unalienable right to life for every American, born and unborn. So we must not rest. We must not relent. We must not tire until we've restored the sanctity of life to the center of American law in every state in the nation. We save the babies. We'll save America.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden's doctor says Biden is feeling well enough to resume physical exercise. Dr. Kevin O'Connor releasing a letter saying the president's COVID symptoms are almost completely resolved. Biden will continue to isolate and work remotely from the White House residence. He has said he hopes to get back to work in the Oval Office by the end of the week. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I remember watching Rand Paul grill Fauci over how much money has been given out by the NIH and all that. And Fauci comes back and says, you know, Mr. Paul, I looked at what I've gotten and blah, blah, blah. And it was peanuts. It was relatively small. Now, I still know Fauci was playing with the numbers because he's getting his money through other means. But he says, no, I'm not the one getting this money. But, you know, you can't take leftists at face value. But I didn't understand. And here's what I didn't know. I knew he was married, but I didn't know, you know, what she did, what his wife did. And now I know. And I want to share this with you. And it goes back to the, and it'll give you the numbers. And I'm telling you, there's nothing about our healthcare system where people should be getting paid. You know, in other words, if you want to compensate these doctors to do great work, fine. I'm fine with that. But they shouldn't get money because they pass through somebody's, you know, medical stuff. They should be able to hold no patents or anything like that. They have to, it is a self-sacrificing thing. That way we only get the people who are for the greater good. These guys get in there and they feather their nest. And what I believe Fauci did was he ran things through his wife. I don't know this to be a fact, but anyway, here's what this reads. A lot of money flows through the NIH, National Institute of Health, including dollars that benefits its scientists. An American taxpayer should know the details because they are subject to the bureaucrats' edicts. At the center of many controversies is Fauci the fraud. They say Dr. Anthony Fauci, but I call him Fauci the fraud. Director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, which is part of the NIH. Few knew that his wife, Christine Grady, also works for the NIH. Now notice, she still has her name. Which is what leftist women do when they marry eunuchs like little Fauci the fraud, the little leprechaun. But she kept her name, and they do this for a second reason. That way, you don't really get to see, you know, who's what. You see Christine Grady, you don't know that's Fauci's wife. You think, now if you saw Christine Fauci, you'd be like, whoa, she works with him? Well, she does. She serves as the chief of the Clinical Center's Department of, get this, bioethics. What's her role? How much is she getting paid? The NIH won't say. So, Judicial Watch filed a lawsuit on behalf of American Transparency, OpenTheBooks.com, against the Department of Health and Human Services. Sued after the Health and Human Services failed to respond to an April 8th FOIA request from OpenTheBooks.com to the NIH, asking for records regarding Grady. They wanted all employment contracts, modifications, addendums regarding Christine Grady, MSN, PhD, since her hiring as the chief of the Department of Bioethics. Any confidentiality agreements and documents, conflicts of interest, waivers or documents, ethics disclosures, and financial and or economic interest disclosure documents. Also, Grady's job description. Now, OpenTheBooks.com is the largest private repository of records in America who document public spending. That's what they do. And anyway, they go on, the guys at Judicial Watch say, our lawsuit asked the court to require the department to search for and produce all responsive records and order the department to stop withholding non-exempt records related to the FOIA request. Adam Andreescu, CEO and founder of OpenTheBooks.com. I've known Andrew for a long time. Great work his group does. By the way, wealthy guy, putting his money and his time and his energy into making sure that our dollars are accounted for. Probably hated by government. You don't hear his name very often, but big deal. He says, once again, NIH is using taxpayer dollars to avoid transparency, leaving us no choice but to enter litigation that will also burden the taxpayer. It's time for the NIH to stop routinely hiding information as simple as a job description and embrace basic transparency. We thank our friend at Judicial Watch for helping us get the answers we deserve. On October 2021, lawsuit they had for Open the Books against HHS, they asked for Anthony Fauci's employment contracts, financial, conflict of interest, confidentiality, disclosure documents, job description, as well as royalties paid to NIH employees by outside entities. And in May of 2022, the lawsuit uncovered that over a 10-year period, Fauci and others at the NIH received more than $350 million in secretive royalty payments from drug companies and other third parties. That's $35 million a year. I don't know how many scientists are over there, but figure 100, okay? 35 million people. No, let's do this. Let's make it easy math. Figure 35. So if they're 35, they each get $1 million. But you know it's graduated, right? In other words, there's some peons. So figuring the top 20%, or roughly 14 of them, get the bulk of the money, and the rest of them, 21, get a few million. So 21 of them get $5 million, and 14 of them get $30 million. You're talking about a couple $1 million. You know, $2-3 million a piece going to the top dogs each year. And you wonder why they want us to get the vaccine. You wonder why they want us to take these pills. You wonder why we are the most overdosed nation on the planet. And you get the guidance of the CDC with the backing of the NIH run by HHS. Health and Human Services, down to the National Institute of Health, down to whomever. Doctors. Over-medicating. Yeah, take a pill, take a pill, take a pill. I don't know if you've ever been around older people, and they have their little pill box, and you're going, what? Are those vitamins? Well, some of them may be, but they'll go, well, this is for my arthritis, and this is for my this, and this is for my gout, and this is for this. And it's like, okay, well, what about the interdependencies of some of these chemicals? Your body's a chemical factory, so are you concerned about that? I don't know. Anyway, just giving you some food for thought on how much of this stuff, what do we know about Fauci? We know this, he's going to leave at the end of this term because he's going, well, my work here is done. I know he's the highest paid government employee, period. Gets paid more than the president. I know he's a fraud, too. So, going on, they ended with this. So you can see why we have good reason to believe these financial disclosure documents will give Americans a more complete picture of the conflicts of interest that have compromised the National Institutes of Health and Dr. Fauci. that our client had to file a lawsuit to gain the basic information speaks volumes. You'll be saying the same thing when we turn you on to Beyond the Mules. It'll speak volume. Torching data that was necessary to exonerate you when you claim you're innocent, that speaks volumes. It was sad for them. They don't realize there's still some data out there. We'll be talking about it then. I want to segue into monkeypox a little bit because Democrats, leftists, and other globalists so want this new scam from which to profit and steal elections. But I'm going to say to you, I don't think monkeypox is going to cut it. Now, before we get into this particular article, I want to say this. I talked about it before. I joked and called it monkey butt because it's a gay disease. The majority of people who are getting this disease are gay. Now, I don't know what it does. I don't know the little number of people that it kills. But here's what I can tell you. I don't believe anything that the NIH, that Health and Human Services says, that Fauci says, or Burks, or any doctor that wants to try to make it believe me believe that we got to shut down the economy because we've got 100 cases of monkey butt floating around. You don't believe them. But that's what they're doing. They're trying to get people to panic. And here's their problem. I love when the problem is it slaps leftism in the face. It sort of teabags them because that's what they used to call us as teabaggers. But it's teabagging them, slaps them right in the face. I love it when leftists have to admit this disease sort of has a limited base of people. And it's gay men. It's not lesbians. It's not even transsexuals that are going either direction. It's gay men. It is the G of the LGBTQTPIAWTF. That's what it is. So they can't really get a panic without offending the gay lobby. Short break, folks. We got more to talk about when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find Ready Hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Youngevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I want to segue into monkeypox a little bit. Because Democrats, leftists, and other globalists so want this new scam from which to profit and steal elections. But I'm going to say to you, I don't think monkeypox is going to cut it. Now, before we get into this particular article, I want to say this. I talked about it before. I joked and called it monkey butt because it's a gay disease. The majority of people who are getting this disease are gay. Now, I don't know what it does. I don't know the little number of people that it kills. But here's what I can tell you. I don't believe anything that the NIH, that Health and Human Services says, that Fauci says, or Burks, or any doctor that wants to try to make it believe me believe that we got to shut down the economy because we've got 100 cases of monkey butt floating around. You don't believe them. But that's what they're doing. They're trying to get people to panic. And here's their problem. I love when the problem is, it slaps leftism in the face. It sort of teabags them, because that's what they used to call us, as teabaggers. but is teabagging him, slaps him right in the face. I love it when leftists have to admit this disease sort of has a limited base of people, and it's gay men. It's not lesbians. It's not even transsexuals that are going either direction. It's gay men. It is the G of the LGBTQTPIAWTF. That's what it is. So they can't really get a panic without offending the gay lobby. Still, the WHO declared monkeypox a global health emergency. This was in CNBC. By the way, welcome, folks. Forgot to tell you who we are. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. I've dedicated this show to talking about how the Bidens have been ridiculed. And I've gone from just all the different things that have happened. They've been booed. They've been heckled. I'm showing you now the fallacy of this nonsense around Wu Flu. You're not a fraction as afraid of Wu Flu as you were before, and it has nothing to do with your herd immunity. You know what it has to do with? Something inside of you finally woke up and you went, you know what? This isn't nearly what I thought it was. Nothing's changed. You go, well, Kevin, they got vaccines. Vaccines are worse. The vaccines are horrible. I don't know if you guys watch the show Naked and Afraid. A 35-year-old woman who survived Naked and Afraid, she died suddenly. And I've been talking about this, the sudden adult death syndrome, SADS. You know what SADS? What SADS is the number of people who were stupid enough to get that jab. I know people are mad at me when I say this. But in retrospect, I bet most of you who got jabbed, especially if you did it of your own accord, you're going, you know what? I shouldn't have done it. I'll put it to you this way. I've had people who have the jab write to me and say, Kevin, I've heard you mention there's a protocol I can take to get rid of it, like try to get these spike proteins out of my body. That's what they call that. What they send me notes on. They don't send me notes to go, Kevin, man, I'm offended that you say I'm stupid because I got the jab. You want to know why? Because they know they're stupid. One of my best friends in the world got the jab. I was almost in tears. I was like, no, man, tell me you didn't do it. Yeah, man, Kev, you know, my wife said that her brother died from COVID and had an sister-in-law and one another. And he gave me all kinds of reasons. I said, hey, man, I would have told her I got it and not gotten it. There are many ways to do it. Because you're a bigger threat spreading it with the jab. Look at Joe Biden. How many shots has this Negro had? Like 14? Joe Biden is a carrier. Anyway, we're talking about monkeypox. So I'm reading all these stories about monkeypox. It's now a global health emergency. They're talking about shutting down. You can't fly unless you do it. And then get this, they tell you, well, monkeypox doesn't spread like a virus. You got to be in close contact. You know, let me just say, I'm going to put it out there. It's the booty bandits. It's the gay guys. They're the ones spreading this. It is not regular heterosexual men. This is the same as it was back during the AIDS scare. I want to say it was the 80s. And nobody wanted to just admit, look, this is something that's being spread by men who have homosexual activity. And they covered it up. The gay lobby came in full effect. They didn't want to say anything because they knew people would look differently on people with what you would call aberrant sexual appetites. Now, again, at the end of the day, I don't care who these guys are with, but what gay men, I mean, look, I'm going to tell you, you've been around a bunch of little horny 15-year-old boys? Well, that's men through the spectrum. And so now they've got this uncontrollable sexual appetite with other guys who have uncontrollable sexual appetites, and they're just going around willy-nilly, you know, bloop, 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 doing whatever they want to do. And spreading this thing like wildfire. But why you want to threaten us with it? Monkeypox is not a global health emergency. And here's what they say. The rare designation means the WHO now views the outbreak as a significant enough threat to global health that a coordinated international response is needed. Look, I have no problem with that. when Ebola and some of these other viruses got out there and they go, we need to know who flew where, who visited what. Coordinate. But don't be shutting down our economy because a bunch of gay guys want to get their freak on in bathhouses. I'm not going there. Says the WHO last issued a global emergency in January of 2020 in response to the COVID-19 outbreak. Now, I told you guys when I had Clay Clark on, Clay said, Kevin, they're going to make monkeypox the next deal. Trust me. Now, let me tell you why I don't think it'll work. Well, you already probably know. It's gay. You're going to have a tough time getting heterosexuals to shut down for something when we go, look, we got nothing to do with it. It's like AIDS. AIDS is an emergency. No, it isn't. It was an emergency for Freddie Mercury, but it wasn't an emergency for most of us. We weren't dealing in controversial or high-risk sexual activity. Now, get this. They say Europe is the epicenter of the outbreak. Right now, here it comes. Men who have sex with men are the community at highest risk. And here's what's funny about this. They don't tell you homosexual men are at risk. They say men who have sex with men, as if that's a category, some category that, like, well, you know, although I do have the wife and the kids, I do have sex with other men. They tell us what this is. Men who have sex with men. You're talking about the LGBT community, are we not? Or the LGBTQ. This is not the NGMW, the not gay men, women, the NGMWQ, the NGMWQT, because we fight over the transsexuals with the LGBT. But as the president of the not gay men, women, I'm telling you, you are not going to read that this is our issue. I like this. The next bullet point. The WHO chief said the global risk is moderate, but the threat is high in Europe. So what he's saying is European men are a bunch of little pansies that are going around having sex with each other and not wanting to define it as homosexuality. That's what they're telling you. And let me tell you, in case you guys are wondering, there are men who want to do, I'm going to put this delicately, sexual things to other men, but they will tell you, and they know, they say in their own mind, but I'm not gay. And I go, yeah, you are. We were studying stuff on prisons and you know, the mistreatment of prisoners and the guards who turn a blind eye to you know, men being raped in prison and things like this. And I was shocked to learn these various stories about, you know, what these guys think about certain activities. And I'm going, I don't care what, you can rationalize it any way you want. That to me is gay. That's how you spread monkeypox, okay? Anyway, here's what they said as of right now. Monkeypox is unlikely to disrupt international trade or travel right now, the WHO chief said. Why would this upset international trade? Why would you even throw that in there? It makes no sense. And why would it upset travel? It's not a viral disease. So it shouldn't upset travel. Right now, why are you even threatening us with the potential for this to upset travel? See, this is when I start, my conspiracy theory brain kicks into gear. I start asking myself, was Clay Clark right? I gotta leave it there, folks.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.